that was a major blow, and it created a case inside a case. So Jackson, suddenly his people are defending a whole nother case. They're defending allegations from the early 90s and mid-90s that they really, you know, in almost any other state wouldn't have to confront.
I think they were devastated. I think Michael Jackson was devastated. I was in Santa Maria. I saw Michael Jackson that day. And when he walked out of court, he looked like he had been absolutely blown away.
The new allegations began with testimony from a 24-year-old man. He said Jackson had molested him several times from the age of 7, mostly while they watched cartoons. The man recalled one time when Jackson was tickling him. He reached onto his leg, then reached up to his, quote, privates. He said that afterwards, Jackson had given him $100.
I mean, you could almost palpably feel the emotion in that courtroom when that young 24-year-old, the maid's son, we call him, testified.
He said that as a result of the molestation, he went through 5 years of therapy. And he said, with his wife in the gallery, that what he was saying on the stand, he had never told his wife, and he had never told his mom. It's very powerful.
As the jury soon learned, Jackson had done everything he could to keep the man's allegations quiet, including paying the man a settlement so he wouldn't sue.
I need an umbrella. Hey!
The 24-year-old man was just the beginning. Other witnesses started coming forward.
You could almost feel the emotional current running through the jury as they watched the mother of the 93 accuser testify.
The mother of a 13-year-old boy whose 1993 lawsuit made headlines by alleging Jackson was a pedophile recalled Jackson begging her to let her son sleep with him. When she finally said yes, Jackson gave her an expensive bracelet from Cartier.
The testimony of the 1993 accuser's mother was devastating. She testified that she hasn't talked to her son in 11 years. She testified to having Michael Jackson sleeping in that boy's bed in her home, in his bedroom, for 30 straight nights. All the mothers on that jury looked at this woman with such great contempt, but yet also such, you know, sadness, because she had ruined her life, and she looked like a woman whose life had been ruined. She just looked like a ghost on that witness stand.
A former Neverland security guard, Ralph Chacon, corroborated the mother's account and gave more shocking graphic details. He said he actually saw Jackson perform oral sex on the woman's son. Other Neverland employees added more examples of what they claimed was Jackson's method of seducing children. A maid said she'd seen Jackson kiss child actor Macaulay Culkin. A chef said he'd seen the singer's hand in Culkin's shorts.
All of these employees at Neverland say damaging things about Jackson, but the defense then is able to turn around and say, well, here's the motivation for that.
Many of the witnesses who came in to say that they had witnessed other alleged acts of molestation were then shown by the defense to have been disgruntled former employees, or who had filed lawsuits against Michael Jackson and lost, or who had tried to sell their stories to tabloids in the past. So everyone had an ulterior motive in this case.
Although the defense had punched some holes in the prosecution's case for Michael Jackson having a history of pedophilia, that wasn't the decisive factor for the jury.
We were instructed that if we found that Michael Jackson was actually guilty of molesting a child in the early 90s, that we couldn't automatically just then go directly to this case and say, well, therefore he's a child molester and he's guilty in this case. It didn't work that way.
She was so bizarre. She was so unlike other witnesses that you see in a regular trial that it was absolutely astounding.
And I practiced 23 years and I didn't see anything like it. Everyone's heads were spinning.
7 weeks into the Michael Jackson trial, Prosecutor Snedden called his key witness, the accuser's mother. Defense lawyer Tom Mesereau knew the prosecution was in for trouble.